are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. What a crazy weekend this has been. The Jets are in the Stanley Cup Final, and they played in Winnipeg on Friday night. So my night on Target Underground got overtaken. So if you came down to hear my 60s stuff and my all vinyl stuff, I apologize. It was a whiteout party, just happened to be that kind of timing. And I can talk about this on the show because it sort of upset me because I was overtaken. It ended up being a night of something that I don't usually do. And I hope that if you did come down for that, that's not what you expect each time. I will be doing the next On Target Underground in 2 weeks. So come down and see what it's really all about. Spent all day today, Saturday, record store day at Into the Music, playing rare stuff and unusual stuff. But this is about the music that I play on the air, about the music that I play for the podcast. So let's just get right into the wild array of stuff that I have for you this week.
Connie Francis, yeah, 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 took the old coward's wrist. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, oh, come on, honey, let's do that twist. Even Greta Garbo let herself go at the celebrity twist. Oh, Bobby Rydell met Elsa Maxwell. She said, I can't dance, but if you insist, I'll give my all. We'll have a ball at the celebrity twist. You go round and around and up and down, back and forth you go. If you wanna be a celebrity,
you gotta learn how it goes.
You go back and forth and up and down, round and around some more. Let's a party time and social climb out there on the floor. Every Debbie you talk on Chubby Checker's list. Even Zsa-Zsa don't need an analyst. They don't need pills to cure their ills
at the celebrity twist.
You go around and around and up and down, back and forth you go. If you wanna be a celebrity,
you gotta learn how it goes.
Every Debbie you talk on Chubby Checker's list. Even Zsa-Zsa don't need an analyst. They don't need pills to cure their ills at the celebrity twist.
Tricky step and then you gotta do a walk. Hey, pretty baby, come on and do the what I do. Hey, pretty baby, come on and do the what I do. Well, now you clap your hands and clap your feet. You do a little step that's nice and neat. You skip to the left and then you skip to the right. And then you do a tricky step and then you gotta do all night.
Hey, pretty baby,
I've been known to dip my toe in the pool of doo-wop. That's because I really love the way voices create sounds and almost replace instrumentation in some circumstances. Also, with these records that I just played, there's a real mix of soul and doo-wop. It's like doo-wop flavored soul. Started everything off, though, with a Dance Craze record. Of course, the twist being the Dance Craze. The track's called Celebrity Twist, real name dropper, everyone from Noel Coward to Connie Francis, who, by the way, I will be playing in the next set. That's by Rob McEwen on the Spiral label, and the flip side of that track's the Oliver Twist. So really cashing in the twist craze there. But getting into the doo-wop stuff, I followed that with a band called The Turbans from Philadelphia. They formed in 1953. They didn't put out any LPs, only 45s, but had about 20 45s. That track is called The Wada Do. And the interesting thing about these guys is they all wore turbans. I guess that was their shtick. And I finished that with a track that I absolutely love called I Really Love You by a band called The Stereos on MGM.
Please tell me. Funny thing you can't explain. Makes you happy, but it brings a lot of pain. Who can tell me of this feeling I felt when he's near me? I feel my heart pound.
Boy, oh boy.
Love is a funny thing. It helps you forget all of the troubles that you might have met.
Oh, see.
The rest of time, oh, he'll be there. The rest of say that now you're ready. You tell me let's go steady. But there's one thing I gotta know. Whatever happened to Rosemary,
the girl you used to kiss?
Whatever happened to Rosemary? Baby, won't you tell me this?
Hanging on.
a little bit of a nod to the girl groups of the 1960s. Started off with the Shangri-Las, flipped over Leader of the Pack with a track called What Is Love on the Red Bird label. Followed that with Connie Francis, Whatever Happened to Rosemarie on MGM. Finished everything off with the Shirelles, Last Minute Miracle on the Scepter label. A reasonable hit for them, but definitely considered solid Northern Soul.
With so much evidence. was driving down the highway when that evening town I found, and my eyes were growing heavy. It was time that I bed down. So I pulled off the highway down to the nearest town, where I found a mile maze. As I stood and looked around, that all the people had no faces, all the streets they had no names, all the houses had no numbers, and the children played no game. What a strange town, I said to myself, what a strange town. And the name. So the stranger tried to tell me of how it came to be. When he finished with the story, it was very clear to me. Just why all the people had no faces, all the streets they have no names, while the houses had no numbers, and all the children played no games. Just that kind of round. So the town's full of hatred, and love became a joke. They went to bed one night, and in the morning when they awoke, all the people had no faces, all the streets they had no names, all the houses had no numbers, and the children.
Would we call that Mod Beat? The track off the top there could be considered a novelty record. Doing the Mod, Van Dyke and the Bambies. It's Les Van Dyke, also known as Johnny Worth. The Bambies were session musicians, and it is reported that Jimmy Page was one of the musicians on there, not credited anywhere. Regardless, I think at this point, instead of being a novelty record, Doing the Mod is more of a historical document. A lot more to the point than, say, an esoteric reference to Mod like My Generation by The Who, for instance. Followed that with the Mersey Beats, I Stand Accused on Fontana, and finished that set off with the Blues Magoos, The People Had No Faces. That's on the Verve Folkways label.
The best. Yeah, baby, you gotta move.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. The top of that set was a track called Killer Joe by the Rockefellers, which is actually a family from Manila, Philippines, comprised of a father and four of his sons. The youngest being little Albert, who was about 12 or 13 when he recorded that, and of course was doing the lead vocals, as you could tell. I have that on the Canadian Quality label. After that, I played a very early Miracles track called What's So Good About Goodbye. That's on the Canadian Tamla label. Finished that whole set off with a track called Move to Mountains by Marv Johnson, written by Barry Gordy Jr. on the United Artists label.
And something's changed. I don't feel the same. I can't make it anymore. Just can't make it anymore. Oh, oh, oh. Don't know the reason why, but I just can't lie. When I feel this way, what else can I say? I can't make it anymore. Just can't make it anymore. Oh, oh, oh. Where did we go wrong? Where do I belong? Let me find out when it all began. Why I'm leaving you? Why is our love through? I can't make it anymore. I got to say it's all wrong.
Song in my heart. I want you to know how this song got its start. I sing this song about you, 'cause baby I can't live without you. Singing love songs, I'm singing love songs. Your sweet voice is like music to my ears. It's like a song that only I can hear. It's as sweet as a rose. Heaven only knows. I'm singing love songs. I'm singing love songs.
Some Northern Delight, starting off with Eddie Holman, Eddie's My Name on Parkway. After that, Spider Turner, I Can't Make It Anymore on the MGM label. And finally, The Artistic's Love Song on Brunswick. Now things are gonna get a little greasy.
to stop the things that you do. Can't stand it, babe. The way you're always running around, I just can't stand it. The way you always put me down, I put a spell on you. Because you're mine, I put a spell on you.
Track Put a Spell on Me. That was the Alan Price set. Alan Price was the organist and sometimes vocalist from the Animals, and there he is doing his interpretation of Screamin' Jay Hawkins' You Put a Spell on Me. That's on the Parrot label. Also on the Parrot label, before that, Them flipped over Here Comes the Night for a Van Morrison penned blues number called All for Myself. And before that, a greasy organ-driven instrumental by Dave Cortez on the Chess label called Gettin' Right.
Thank you.
One disc, two sides, both by The Vibrations. First side, I consider one of the best Northern Soul tracks ever, 'Cause You're Mine. And the flip side, I Took an Overdose, pretty fantastic as well. Originally came out on the Epic label in 1968, but was in such demand in the mid-70s in the Northern Soul scene that Columbia reissued it. So I have it on the Columbia Special Products label. There are a lot of bootlegs out there, so finding an official re-release feels pretty good. All right, guys, if you're in Toronto on May the 4th, come to the Piston on Bloor West. I'm doing With It with DJ Nico, and I'd love to see you there. I'm going to leave you off now with a Latin-flavored instrumental version of Len Barry's 1-2-3. This is Ramsey Lewis on the Cadet label. This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.